Welcome to Christian Doctor's Digest for December 1997. This is Dr. David Stevens, your host. Before we get started, I want to share a little family news. I was saddened to hear recently that Doctors Paul and Margaret Brand both were quite seriously ill in England. Many of you know Paul and Margaret. Paul is a renowned hand surgeon, leprosy specialist who served for many years in India. He then was clinical professor emeritus at the Department of Orthopedics at the University of Washington. He's a profuse writer who's written many books that impacted people all around the world, has been highly recognized for not only his medical leadership, but his spiritual leadership as well, and he's ministered to every one of us. As I heard this news, I couldn't help but remember those times that Paul's impacted my life through his words and example. And we went back through our tape library and found some classic tapes from which I want to share a few clips with you.
I began to realize something very interesting. Maybe I'd known it before, but those guys in the Bible that did all the healing, you know, Peter and Philip and John, most of them were unregistered, unlicensed. They had no MD. They didn't belong to the County Medical Society. Have you ever thought about Luke? Now, there was a real physician. He'd been through medical school. He'd finished his residency, board certified. He had a diploma hanging on the wall. Yet you know that the Bible records no healing by Luke. Not one. I may have missed something, but really, I mean, there you are, the one doctor, the one real doctor, no healing. He traveled with the Apostle Paul on Paul's missionary journeys, traveled all over the Middle East, stayed with him in Rome. You know, I expect they'd travel together and they'd check into the same hotel. And somebody would come along and say, "Where is the healer?" And Luke would say, "Oh, next door. I'm just a doctor." You know, he was probably, as he traveled with Paul, handing out seasickness pills on the ship and this sort of thing. And it may even be that his role in traveling with Paul may have been a very significant role for a physician. And you know, it's a great thing when people wanted to use an adjective to describe Luke. They didn't say the most advanced physician. They didn't say the person who's published all those articles in the AMA. They simply said, the beloved physician, the beloved physician. Not the guy who went for the spectacular cures, but the person who was loved by his patients. It isn't just that he was a loving physician, but he was beloved, which means that other people loved him. Later, after I'd been in India for 8 months, I went to a leprosy hospital and began examining for the first time the hands of leprosy patients. And as I took those hands in my hand and moved the fingers back and forth and tested their paralysis and tested the tragedy of these hundreds and thousands of crippled patients and felt their need and looked at their faces, holding their hand in my hand, I felt God's call more clearly than I've ever felt it at any time. It was almost as though, I didn't hear any words, but it was just as though God had said to me, "Paul, this is why you're here. I brought you over on some pretext about the medical school, but I couldn't explain to you about the need of these leprosy patients. You didn't even know about leprosy in those days. I had to bring you here. And here you are, and this is your job. This is your life's work." And I knew at that moment what God wanted me to do. And up to that time, I hadn't even got my wife with me because she stayed in England for a while. And I said, "Well, after I've got to India, either I'll just finish my contract and come back, or I'll send for you." But I went home that night and wrote to her. I said, "This is our job." And I was confident about it because the Holy Spirit had made it clear to me through the touch of a patient's hand. And I believe that we need, in seeking guidance for God in our profession, in our healing work, we need to recognize that God speaks through people.
God does still speak through people, and I know He's spoken through Doctors Paul and Margaret Brand to me, and I know to you as well.